Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today.
Jim Kawakami, the editor-in-chief of the very athletic Bay Area. Jim Kawakami.
Tim Kawakami, who has covered the NBA for over two decades, and more specifically, the Golden State Warriors over the last 12 years.
This is the TK Show.
Hey, it's Tim Kawakami here, TK Show, recording this from one of the lounges at Levi's Stadium, where there are many workers busy putting together the stage for the Morgan Wallen concerts this weekend. There's been a lot of activity around here. You would barely know there's a football team sometimes. We're starting training camp because of all the work they're doing. This is going to be a massive concert, I imagine. But you know, if I'm recording an intro from here, I've just finished up a 49ers interview. I just had Trent Williams on the TK Show, as I mentioned at the start of it with him. He was a much requested guest, which I had to totally embrace that logic from a survey that we put out listeners of TK Show. Who did they want to have on? They wanted to have Trent Williams, and why? Well, you can hear it on this show. Always thoughtful, always has a lot of things to say, a lot of interesting stuff. Didn't really want to talk about last year that much. Didn't want to talk about the finances that much. Of course, I was going to ask him about it. There's some things in there, but I think what you'll pick up is definitely a light attitude and understanding of this kind of, as Kyle Shanahan said, a new cycle of 49ers, they hope, competitiveness, and that he's feeling good. He's definitely lighter. Didn't want to say how much lighter, but he definitely looks lighter. I can just say just sitting across from him with a and he is feeling like he's in great shape. Never know if you're going to get hurt. You never know on those things. At 37, certainly, probably more likely, he had the injuries, the ankle injury last year, but I think he's feeling that gave him some extra time to recover, get refreshed, work out hard, didn't even play golf that much. You will hear that at the end of this. So interesting things, as always, from Trent Williams, and here he is. All right, here with Trent Williams. I think the most important thing I will tell you, we did an official survey and everything of Odyssey podcast listeners, and we asked them who they most want as a guest on my show. Trent Williams comes up again. Draymond Green. There's a few others. Shanahan might have been there somewhere, but you were way up there. You know, that's smart because I wanted to talk to you anyway.
All right.
Trent, always like to check in with you.
Yeah, for sure.
You got to know, there's so many different players, younger players out there. I would imagine in the locker room you can feel it. I know there's still you and Fred and Christian, but do you really feel a different kind of chemistry or culture around this team this year?
And I wouldn't say
different because, you know, I think the culture has stayed the same. The message has stayed the same. Obviously, we got new blood in the locker room, going straight defense and a lot of in the draft. Yeah. A lot of those guys are expected to help us from day one. So by that, ultimately, you get younger. But, no, I just think, I mean, we're under the same leadership, the same captains driving the boat. So I don't think that it's – I don't know if the energy has changed. Obviously, I wasn't here last training camp, so I can't really speak on that.
That's what I was going to ask you about a little bit there.
But, yeah, I think just that new opportunity, the vibes of just having a new opportunity with a team that you know is prepared to go and compete at a high level. So I think that's probably where the excitement comes in at. You know, I'm always excited to play football, so pretty sure my teammates are the same way too. So
you weren't here last year, but I can't help but notice that you're on the field a lot, right? This practice maybe, you know, Bosa's out there a lot. You guys kind of timed together to be practicing. Do you think Shanahan or someone, like, they are looking to you and maybe Nick and the high-level guys, like, to be out there a lot, kind of show the younger guys what the standard is here?
Yes and no. I don't, because, I mean, we got a pretty, in my opinion, we get a pretty good schedule. You know, it's 2 days on, 2 days off, essentially. You know, obviously one of those off days or a team off day, so. But no, I think around this time, I want to play football just because every year it's uncharted waters for me, right? I've never played a game at 37. Mm-hmm. Like, so to get out there and to get in the mix and just to kind of get my timing right, get my eyes trained right, get used to getting hit in the mouth, you know, because that's one of the things people don't ever talk about. Like, you know, you got to get used to getting hit hard and being able to continue to still function and play. Just all of those things I need to feel before the bullets start to fly, the real bullets start flying. So I don't think that he's, in my opinion, I feel like it's probably the most off time I've had in a long time in training camp. And him taking care of other guys, like, you know, those guys have a lot of reps. It's like, what can Nick Bosa show you in training camp that he ain't already showed you in his, you know, illustrious career thus far? So. And I think Kyle, you know, he's pretty smart by doing that, in my opinion, helping us keep our legs fresh and still stay sharp in football.
How do you feel physically then? You know, obviously you had the ankle injury last year, but looked like you were working out pretty good in the offseason.
Yeah.
Was that a
yeah.
different mentality, or did you feel like you didn't have those wear and tear of those games, so maybe yeah. it's a little different?
Yeah. I mean, I only played 11 games. Mm-hmm. I didn't have a training camp. I felt like, you know, outside of the ankle injury, everything else was pretty fresh. You know, I didn't use a lot of tread on tires last year, so to speak. So, yeah, I think, and then I did want to, you know, coming off of so much downtime, and, you know, I wanted to hit it hard this offseason to kind of, you know, prove to myself that I can still go out there and do the same things that I've been doing workout-wise. And, you know, because I feel like once you enable to do those things, that'll probably carry over to the football field. And, you know, so it, to me, it's a huge for me to go out there and do those things that I deem to be difficult or very important to being a good NFL player.
So, do you feel good out there?
I feel great. Technique wise, just getting the work in with guys like Nick, and you know, we have such an open relationship, such a one of my close friends on the team. So we're able to articulate what we see and why we see it in full time and how it is happening and this and that. And it makes each other better. So, yeah, I mean, I love it.
You do look lighter? Do you feel lighter? Or is that something that you intended to do?
Yeah, I guess I feel lighter. I mean, I'm just intending on, I got to remember, I'm 37, right? So life is still life and outside of football. So when you're approaching your 40s, you got to kind of, in my opinion, if you want to have a good quality of life, 10, 20, 30 years from now that you got to approach this time. And, you know, you can't eat the donuts and do, you know, do the fast food and do all the carbs and just say, I'm going to go work it off. You know, I think it, when you get older, obviously it becomes harder and harder. So I just wanted to be proactive in that. And I know that if I could be overall a healthier person, then I could probably be a better football player longer, if that makes sense.
I mean, you can't ever avoid injuries, right? I mean, these are injuries that are going to happen. You're in the middle of the line getting hit. But do you think you got a lesser, you know, a lesser chance of having something like that happen?
No, I wouldn't say that. Yeah. I wouldn't say that. Just because I've been around so long, I know that a lot of these injuries are have little to do with how prepared you are as a person. It's just, you know, it's a football. You know, it's a hurt sport. You got a 400-pound, 300-pound guy fall on the back of your legs. I mean, 99% of people going to get up hurt. You know, so no matter what you do in the off season, no matter how well you eat, it's probably not going to prevent that injury.
Kyle was saying that after the 2023 season, that's the Super Bowl season, he got up and told the team, hey, we can't even pay Brock yet, but we're going to have to. Mm-hmm. So there's going to be some changes, but we got this 1 year kind of thing. Did that register with you? And when did you start to feel that kind of go wrong last year?
Hold on. What do you mean by that?
What Kyle was saying to me was he told you guys after the Super Bowl season that, like, there's going to be some changes coming because contracts and all those things. But this 1 year we got. Because Brock can't get paid for a year.
Right.
Did that register? Like, what did that mean to you? What was that message?
I honestly, I don't even remember that message. I mean, that was so long ago.
Yeah, it did. I was surprised that he brought it up to me. Like, that was a while ago.
Yeah, the Super Bowl and so many of those things that happened around the time of the Super Bowl is really distant memory for me. You know, it's a depressing time, so I don't even.
Okay, well, I'll just say, did you? You know what's going on with the finances always, and you know how much money they've paid. Did you know what was coming last offseason generally, that they were going to have to make some cuts or they were going to?
No, because I'll never, generally, me as a player, I don't really worry about the salary cap. They pay people an exorbitant amount of money to just only focus on that. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's a puzzle. So, now, I don't really worry. I don't concern myself with that. It's kind of, you know, I play football and they do the front office stuff. And, you know, my agent and they can talk about whatever salary cap and contractual stuff. So I just kind of, because it'd be hard for me to try to be the best I can be. And then also worry about how they spend their money and worry about, you know, who getting money and what teammate getting this and what teammate getting that. To me, that's so far over my pay grade. It's like, why even worry about it?
You did, but Debo goes and Dre goes, and just was there emotional just seeing that happen?
Yeah, but like you said, I mean, I've been around a long time, and some of the stuff got writing on the wall. Some of the stuff that you can see, like, okay, this I can see this being a move that can be made, or you know, so I wasn't surprised by any of it. Obviously, you never want to see players that can contribute to you winning the championship walk out the door, but the business is a business, and it's always been that way. So Dre Greenlaw's like a brother to me, Debo's like a brother to me. I love to see those guys go get the money they deserve, find the homes that, you know, that's mutually agreed upon, that, you know, that wants them just as much as they want to be there. So I'm happy for the guys. I'm the first one to reach out. Mooney, all those guys, the first one reach out once they get their contract and stuff. Just congratulating them, man, because, you know, obviously you would want them to be here, but that's just not the reality of the NFL.
Did you ever once wonder, like, what if they come after my contract? Or was there a discussion like, Trent, don't worry, it's not going to be you?
No. I mean, I don't know. Like I said, I just go out there and play football, and I just try to let the rest fall where it may. I'm never really worried about that part of it. You know, if you're a good football player, it's always a home.
Yeah.
Right. So, and you know, sometimes the puzzle piece just doesn't fit where you want it to fit. You know, and that's no smut against anybody. It's just how the reality of the game is. So, No, I try not to worry about that type of stuff. And when it happens, and you just deal with it from there. You control what you can control, right?
You mentioned not being in camp last year, and I know you guys are very clear. A lot of stuff that we talk about, holdouts or whatever, is just kind of out there, and it's not what you guys are thinking about. You're thinking about winning football games, but obviously things went wrong last year in a major way. When did you start to feel that really happening?
Just seeing when guys start going to IR. You know, you lose your offensive MVP, you know, and yeah, stuff starts to get tough. You know, seeing the injuries that we had, just kind of, you know, seeing losing your star wide receiver a couple games into the season, you know, I mean, it's hard to stay positive and say, we next man up, when you're losing guys that contribute so much to your success. So I think, yeah, that's about when you can start to see the rails kind of, you know, the screws coming off and stuff kind of falling apart. It wasn't more so the way we play football, just not having the guys that we play with out there to help us contribute, and having to, you know, by the end of the season, people say 4-11, but they, you know, 6-11, they don't, a lot of those games towards the end of the year, we playing with guys we signed on Tuesday, you know, and you showed me a success story that comes with guys getting signed on Tuesday and playing on Sunday. It just generally doesn't happen.
Like Brock was saying, like he was like, you might think I'm being open to optimist, but I think we still had a playoff kind of team.
Yeah, for sure.
Last year.
I mean, when you got a good quarterback, like you said, it wasn't that guys were going for a season. Like, all right, we think, all right, we can get Christian back, right? You can get this guy back in the fold. Obviously, IU's gone, but Juwan is having a breakout year. You know, we got Ricky's getting back, and he's now starting to show the promise that everybody knew he had. So it's like, yeah, you don't just say, oh, damn, Christian McCaffrey's hurt. We gone. We're done. Just like, all right, yeah, Christian, he's out for 8 weeks. All right, can we put it together? We got good running backs. You know, we got IG, who we just drafted, running 4.3. Like, we want to see those guys. So you don't lose hope. You don't lose hope, but you do realize that there's a reason Christian McCaffrey's name is a household name, right? There's a reason Brandon Ayuk get paid $30 million a year. There's a reason for all that. Even not having Kittle as many games as we would wanted to. You know, he had to be in and out of lineup. You got the best tight end in the world that you don't have access to some games. You can't expect to go out there and be the same 49er team. I mean, us as competitors, we don't say that going forward, but when you stand back, you know, obviously, you know, 2020 vision now, you can see everything clear. And you say, all right, well, yeah, that was kind of maybe some blind optimism, expecting to be the same team without some of these same players in the lineup.
So you go into this season and replace a lot of guys, but you do, obviously, Mikal Williams, as somebody already spoke to, the talent is pretty obvious.
Yeah.
You think this is the same kind of level of roster, or could it get there?
I do. I mean, if you were to last year, right, and I know because you can go look at odds, who had Washington football team, Washington Commanders as a NFC championship team?
Nobody.
Who had the Minnesota Vikings as a team to go, what, 15-2 or 13-4?
Yep.
I mean, who had that? Nobody. So it's like, I feel like we're in that same position. Everybody will look and say, oh, you lost this All-Pro, you lost that All-Pro, you don't have this person, this guy getting older, this and that. But in my opinion, we're in the same boat. You know, we have all the talent, but everybody's going to, you know, kind of bat an eye at us because we don't have Greenlaw. Debo isn't with us anymore. I am 37. You know, it's a lot of stuff, you know, that people are going to drag at and say, oh, well, I don't think this can be the same team. But honestly, that's how you want it, right? You don't want the bullseye on your back. Every week you go out there, everybody, oh, here comes the best team in the league coming. You know, like, yeah, that's fine. You want them to think that, you know.
You've had that on your back for a long time.
Like, right, we've had, exactly. You're one of those teams that everybody's seen in the postseason these last few years, seen in Super Bowls, championship games. Like, yeah, nobody's sleeping on you. So the fact that everybody's kind of sleeping on us, the fact that we finished last in our division, so it gives you a favorable schedule going forward, I think all of that plays into our hands. The fact that Brock, everybody could talk about the deal, But how do you go play football knowing that one bad play and it's $200 million, $300 million off the table,
yeah.
Right? So same thing with Kittle. Same thing with Fred, right? These guys getting signed, and that loosens them up. That allows them to be everything who they are and who they have been, because they don't have to worry about, damn, if this power on my leg, I can lose $70 million yeah. just in one play. That's a hard deal to play with, and guys won't talk about it. But that's very much so something to worry about, and it's a valid worry. You know, it's nothing. It's not saying, oh, this guy's scared. No, that's a valid. Most people couldn't even operate with that type of pressure.
Yeah.
You know, let alone still do your job at a high level.
Well, we know Brock's always, you know, same kind of guy. But have you noticed? I mean, you don't want to say he's different because he has $265 million, but you know, it is a little bit of a life change.
Just a tiny bit.
I mean. Do you guys look at him differently? Just what's the Brock Purdy this year?
I don't, man. Every time I look at Brock, I just smile, man, because, like...
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views, the cool waterfall mist during a hot hike, and the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
This was not in his cards. Nobody would have ever said, hey, this Mr. Irrelevant is going to be one of the highest paid quarterbacks in the league. Nobody would have ever said that. But I like that's why when I look at him, I'm just like, damn, bro, you really did it. Like, I'm uber proud of you, bro. Like, you know, I pulled him to the side the first day he made the team. When he, you know, I was like, and he still just kind of like even keel, and I'm like, you know, I don't think you understand how, first off, how hard it is as a six-round pick, to make the active roster, right? Now, you go to Mr. Irrelevant at a quarterback position where there's only three of you can make the active roster, right? We just got rid of Nate Sudfeld, who was a veteran and wasn't getting paid minimum, was getting paid, you know, a couple million dollars to sit there and be number three, right? We just sent him to Detroit because they seen enough in you. They could have easily hit you and put you on the practice squad, right? You know, so he started to look like, man, I guess you're right, you know? So I go from that conversation to now, Williams and Cabo chilling in the pool where he's asking me about this whole process and, you know, and it may have been weighing on him a little bit. Can't really tell, but I could tell he was concerned about it because we talked about it. And then going from there into now, to where you're looking at it, it's like, man, you got no worries. Now it's time to go accomplish all the goals we set out. Now it's time to go, you know, be in and running for NFL MVP. Go win us a Super Bowl. Go get Super Bowl MVP. Like, all of that is now in front of you with nothing holding it back. No parachutes, no nothing. You can go full force ahead.
Kyle mentioned, like, this was kind of the beginning. He's thinking it was like a beginning of a new cycle.
Yeah,
kind of a new, you know, maybe the whatever windows want to say this is a new one,
mm-hmm.
3 year cycle. Trent, are you in it for the 3 year cycle? Just mentally, I know, physically, whatever. But yeah. Can you go? Yeah, I like to hear that.
I like to hear that. I think physically, I don't feel different, mm-hmm. and I know guys won't even be able to fathom that until they get around this age. But not only did I get to this age, I kind of did the right things, right? I actually bust my ass every offseason, not because I wanted to go and make the pro. I'd make Pro Bowl All Pro and still bust my ass the same way. So I get to year 16 not having a real drop off because of the work I put in. So I'm like, you know, and I say that to say that because I put the work in, I can see myself going another 3 years. Not saying that there won't be any drop off, or not saying I'll be the same person today as I will be in 3 years, but I can see it. I can fathom it. Right? Like that reality doesn't seem too far fetched in my opinion. So I'm gonna take it every day at a time, and you know, in my mind, I'm gonna reach for 5 years, and if I fall short at two or three, mm-hmm. then I mean, I would be uber proud of myself. You say that boy out of Longview, Texas, can go into the league and play 20 years and, you know, go down as one of the best ever. Like, I would have never wrote my story like that. I would have never seen it happen like that. Like, even get to the NFL, it's kind of where my dream cut off, right? It's kind of how when I wake up, right? I don't, you get to the league and that's kind of like, oh, damn, I'm here. But what about after that? You know, what about making your first Pro Bowl, making your first All Pro, getting your team to the playoffs, trying to win the Super Bowl? Like, all of those goals everybody in the NFL locker room should have, but I guarantee you 99% of them didn't even see that far when they was a kid, like, wanting to get here. So, you know, I say all that to say this is a bonus stage in life, and as long as I can be out here and have the camaraderie of my teammates, continue to put good football on film and play this game I love at a high level, I'm here for it, you know?
I don't want to tell you what's happening. How's that golf game? Last question. How's the golf game going?
It's okay. I was moving a lot this mm-hmm. year.
Okay.
Moving a lot. So I wasn't able to get out on the course mm-hmm. as much as I wanted to. I played in the tournament in Cabo. We finished. We was okay. So to answer your question, I don't know. I ain't great, but I ain't trash.
Well, I think fans are like, oh, like he's working out so much, he's not playing golf.
Yeah,
that much.
All right, yeah. So you can say that. I did work out way too much this offseason where I couldn't pick the clubs up as much.
Wow, Kyle's gonna like that. Kyle and John are gonna like that.
Yeah, no, Kyle knows because he tried to get me on the course a few times. It was, you know, we kept missing each other, but yeah. For sure. I didn't golf much. Oh, after that.
My goodness. He's focused, everybody. All right. Thank you so much, Trent. I appreciate it, man.
Thank you, man. Thank you.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.